If any, what religion do you consider yourself a part of?
Orthodox.
And how have your childhood surroundings influenced your current standing on religion?
None.
And why is that?
As a child, when you are raised more or groomed by your parents, induced or forced to believe what they believe, but as you grow older, you realize that religion has its own mess, and then I think as I grow older, I have a different thinking about religion than I used to be as a kid.
So how exactly have your views on religion changed as you grew older?
Basically, it is a belief is good to believe on something, but to use religion as a pretext to do whatever you want to do has its own flaws. Therefore, my belief is mine, but make religion as an issue or as their guidance, I have noticed a lot of wrong things or untruthful myths in the religion, so that I take religion in a very broad way.
So has anyone ever spoke to you about your faith and the expectations of it?
When I was a child, yes. Priests, and even now when I was in a kindergarten, the religious teachers were the ones who were teaching us about the Bible and how we should adhere to the Ten Commandments and other religious philosophies. So that's what it was.
Do you feel like an outcast considering your family's strong belief in Christianity? If not, why not?
I believe in the religion, but I'm not really a committed follower based upon my belief and my thinking. I believe my thinking about religion.
So, is there a story or collection of moments that brought you to the realization that religion isn't the only thing that guides your life, or as to why an explanation as to why you aren't such a strong believer?
Because of the fact that those who believe in the religion and who still practice their religion, they have not achieved what they were promised by God or by over the higher authority they believe in. And when I see the suffering of innocent people dying from starvation and other natural disasters, I always question, what is God to intervene or to stop this kind of situation? So my beliefs have changed because of the flow of religion and what every life I encountered in my own lifetime.
And my last question is, have you ever practiced religion and ever tried to be one with God or go to church every Sunday and do little things that would possibly increase your chances of things going your way or the right way as promised by religion?
My way of belief is, as a human being, not to hurt or disappoint anyone. As long as I do what is right as a human being, that is my belief, as long as I am alive, and that's what I want to practice.
What religion do you consider yourself a part of?
I'm Orthodox Christian.
Have your views on religion changed since you've gotten older?
Nope.
Have there been any moments in your life where you realized that God exists, or that your belief got stronger at some point?
I heard you asking your father this question. I'm going to be direct to this answer. When I pray to God, whatever I ask Him or whatever I want to God help me, and then I get it, the answer back. So that means that I believe there's God, there's some power.
Have you ever felt that there was something that you asked God or like you prayed for and it just didn't happen. Has that ever happened to you?
No. Always, whenever I ask God something, and I get it back.
And you were born in a Christian or Orthodox Christian family, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
How does your husband's take on religion affect either your faith or your feelings towards him?
No, I feel very bad when he doesn't believe like this God or whatever he doesn't believe. I can't force him to believe it, but that makes me feel really bad about it.
Does it influence your feelings on him, or does it make you question your belief in God?
No, it doesn't make me. It doesn't make me question.
What religion do you consider yourself a part of?
I'm Christian.
And was your religious decision your decision, or was it positively or negatively, in your opinion, influenced by either one of your parents?
In regards to my devotedness as a Christian, I would have to say that my religious views were shaped by my mother, opposed to what my father, you know, saw or viewed religion as. For my father, he really didn't view religion seriously, even though I was raised or brought up in a Christian household. Therefore, I would have to say that it was really negatively influenced by my father, but my mother really had that positive influence on me, so that's the person I am today.
You say that your current standing on religion was shaped or positively influenced by your mother, but do you have any personal experiences that would bring you closer to God or revelations that suddenly increased your belief that there is a higher power?
My religious beliefs have only been strengthened over time, where sometimes, I felt like I've reached out to God, or God reached out to me through prayer. Not necessarily praying for a certain thing to happen, but just really being thankful for everything that I have in my life, you know, up until this point, has been seen to me. I feel like at times, you know, God has shown me a path that I'm working towards, and I'm just really thankful again for everything that has happened in my life. So, you know, being in touch with my spiritual side has really helped me to retain focus in times where, you know, I might not necessarily had strength, or, you know, again, just, you know, reaching out to God for just being really humble and being thankful for everything that I have to make me a more appreciative individual.
Do you know what your father's current take on religion is?
Yeah. You know, from what I've been told by him, you know, he views religion as a way to control the masses. It's almost where religion serves to literally brainwash the masses into following a certain path and, you know, abiding by certain rules. He respects religion in the sense that it gives individuals some type of moral conduct to follow, to say the least. But he sees it that, you know, obsessive worshiping is is false, or, you know, it's not necessarily the truth from the heart, and that religion is just used to institutionalize our beliefs into a certain system. And he feels that, you know, one is always at the center of one's thoughts, beliefs, and actions, and that religion shouldn't necessarily dictate the way you should go about things, but one should come up to that decision on their own, whether it be positive or not.
Do you feel a particular way about your father not being particularly religious, or have you ever tried to convince him otherwise?
I have tried to convince him at several points in my life to reconsider or to be open to the thought of accepting religion for more than what he might take it as. However, he has a very, very strong conviction to his ideology. Therefore, you know, reaching out to him or to someone like him is what we would call rather extremely difficult. Therefore, I've, in the sense of trying to sway him to believing in the other thing.
a lot of kids in this generation, in this upcoming generation, wouldn't really associate themselves with religion, nor would they identify themselves as a part of any type of religion. Have your peers ever made you reconsider your religion or second-guess God or your faith or anything?
No, I don't think I've ever reconsidered my stance on religion or my religious beliefs, or ever compromised that, for that matter, because of external forces, or in this case, my peers. But I feel like, in general, society really tries to, you're influenced by so many things that are going on in this world, the media, again, like you said, peers, parents, and so many other factors. And sometimes, we tend to forget, lose touch with our spiritual side. Does that mean that I haven't ever lost it? No, I feel like I've been swayed sometimes to, not by my friends, but sometimes you get caught up in this life of, of greed. I mean, just being a human, practically. And so, yeah, I have strayed away from, what it is to be a devout Christian. But I feel like the majority of people today are, are bound to this lifestyle. And, sometimes we take our life for granted and don't appreciate what we have. And, it happens to everybody. But I don't think my peers or anybody have really forced me to forget or to not identify with my religious beliefs. But, as an individual in charge of my own life, sometimes you get caught up and sometimes you tend to forget things that, you shouldn't forget or should try your best to not forget.